horribly underdocumented. So again, I'm trying to give a few basic tips. So starting a conversation, you know, it has a handshake protocol, like any communication, you know, digital at least. So the handshake protocol usually goes a little bit like this. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Oh, I'm good, thank you. Now again, this is a handshake protocol. Do not initiate data transfer here because you will get all kinds of weird errors. Just follow these steps and you'll be good. Yeah. Now, after the handshake, it is time for the data transfer. Now, usually in most cultures, people start with what they call small talk. I'm not talking about the language, I'm talking about small in space. Now, small talk is essentially about increasing your page rank. It's basically just search engine optimization. So you need to keep your conversation light at this point in time. It's okay to talk about funny things, you know, like a cat puked all over me this morning and gave me wrong food. It is not okay to talk about a family member who is terminally ill, because that is just generally not considered funny. So try and keep it light. Now, locale issues, you will definitely bump into them, especially if you travel a bit. And locale, I know it is hard on computers, but seriously, in real world it's even worse. So, the big thing to realize here is that the differences between countries are always much, much, much bigger than you think. Now, there's a whole bunch of examples I can give. The one, rather cool one, I think, is getting a job in Brazil versus Germany. Now, if you're in Germany, you move to Brazil, and you have your first day at work, it will be really scary because all these Brazilians will be all over you. Okay? They will all come at you. The whole company will come and say, hi, how are you? You know, how many kids do you have? Where do you live? What's your favorite color? What do you eat? They won't know anything about you. At the end of the day, you will tell them, because they'll take you out for drinks. And there will be one and probably several cups and places where you have food. And you will definitely end up with a whole new bunch of friends on Facebook. On the other hand, if you're from Brazil and you move to Germany, on your first day of work, you will think everybody hates you. Nobody will come and say hi. This is how things are in Germany. And after 2 years, you might get your first friends on Facebook. It's different. Now, is it because Brazilians don't respect privacy and are all over you? No, it's being polite in Brazil to just, you know, come to someone and make them feel welcome. While at the same time, it is polite in Germany to leave people alone, let them find their own place, don't intrude on them, because when they need something, they will come to you. It's both being nice, and this is the big thing that you need to know about locale differences. You may basically need to deal with it as you would deal with any software standard, the robustness principle. Yeah? So be liberal in what you accept. Do not assume bad intentions, because we really people usually don't mean it that. And be conservative in what you transmit, as in be extra, extra nice. Especially when you're from Northern Europe, you'll still be rude. That's just how it is. Now, last but not least, you know, check for input. Look at what other people do around you and try to assimilate and do what other people do. Same press, same things is usually the right way to do things. So for a lot of people in, you know, our community, having conversations and dealing with people is not the most fun thing in the world. I mean, it's okay when you're drunk, but when you're sober, it gets a little harder. And that's okay. A fancy word that you see a lot lately is the imposter syndrome. Basically, that means that people feel that, you know, they don't deserve the respect or position, etc., that they have. And they're kind of an imposter. They're failing to be good at what they do. And one day, everybody's going to find out and laugh at them. Now, the thing to realize about this, and in general about being uncertain about yourself, this is actually quite good. It means you want to learn, you want to become better. If you would be always entirely certain about yourself, you might simply be a psychopath and, you know, you might need help. And it won't get you very far. So, first of all, realize that you're not the only one who feels uncertain. You're probably just as uncertain as everybody else in the room, or at least a lot of them. And the reasons behind this uncertainty is, for example, if you feel you're not as good as a certain coder who submitted a really great patch, well, you didn't see how many days, weeks, months you worked on that. And there's a lot you don't see of other people. You don't see how they screwed up before they got to be the VP of, you know, a big company. They made mistakes as I did not plan it, but I'm coming back in. Okay, now I have only a few minutes left, so I'll try and give one last tip. This horrible thing called a networking session. I know a lot of people don't like it. So what is it about? It is about finding out, you know, there are interested people in the room. Now you get essentially what is happening on this picture, you start to focus on yourself. The trick in a networking session is to do the opposite, focus on the other person. And there you just try to find something you find interesting about them. And so I'm kind of a foodie, and you know, asking people about what they ate and starting a conversation there usually works just fine. And another way is, for example, if you're interested in what people do for a job, I always find it interesting to find out what people actually do, you know, like surgeon. I know they cut into people at some point of the day, but they also do other stuff. I'd just like to know what it is. It starts the conversation. And this way, you will basically have something interesting, which means a distraction from all this stuff like, am I doing the right thing? Am I looking right? Am I standing right? And at the same time, you're figuring out whether the other person is interested, which is the whole point of a networking session. The thing is, if you're not interesting, perfect. Move on and find somebody who is. So that should hopefully help you a little bit through these. You want me to stop? I can go on for another minute, no problem. So, quickly a little bit about learning. Now learning is feedback. Giving feedback, receiving feedback is all about learning. Now, core to learning is that you get also, you know, negative feedback. People tell you what you did wrong and what you did right. Now, the way to give other people feedback and to help them effectively learn is you need to try and keep an eye on three different things. And the first of that is the time and the place, basically when and where you give the feedback. It's important to realize that you need to do it quick after somebody does something, you know, less than optimal. Because otherwise they're going to have forgotten about it. And if somebody does something really, you know, that makes you feel really bad, and you tell them about it a week later, well, sorry, it made you feel bad. They probably didn't really notice, and they already forgotten about it. So it's too late to give any more feedback. A few seconds. I'll finish this part. The second important thing about giving feedback is that you need to do it the right way. So you need to describe people's behavior, not say you're a dick, but just say, you know, this and this that you did, and then describe the effect, and you say, you know, why it wasn't the right thing to do. So describe, don't judge, don't infer. It's about action and result, and not, you know, telling people what you think